one of you are here today. I'm glad each of you are here. If you're visiting with us, you may be alarmed in a little bit. The smells of delicious food may come wafting in. Well, I hope that's not too much of a distraction to you as I labor on, but we are having a fellowship meal after this, after I finish preaching this afternoon, and we welcome everyone to stay. So please, if you've come, please stay and wait with us while we transform the room here, and we'll all sit and eat together. I pray that you can enter into fellowship with us. After that, we're going to have a business meeting where you can learn a little bit about what's going on in the church. This is our annual meeting where the elders and the deacons will present a few things. So please stay with us, and then we'll have a time of prayer. But I'm glad that you're here. And for the visitors, you're very, very welcome. I'm glad that you're here. Well, we're going to continue our study today in John chapter 14, if you want to open your Bibles to John chapter 14, as we work through this section of Scripture. As Christians, we often don't fit in. The Bible says we don't belong to this world. We don't fit into this world. And we often feel that way. We don't fit here. We don't belong here. But while that's true of Christians because Jesus is in us, and we are no longer a part of this world in that way, that's actually very common to all of humanity. Unbelievers, as I was an unbeliever, I was often constantly searching for a place to belong. And you see the people in the world desperate to find belonging. They find groups to belong to based on what sport they like or what game they like to play, what music they like to listen to, just trying to find some belonging. And now, as we're becoming so isolated from one another and we're using social media and we have this social media group or that social media group, just desperate to belong. This is a common theme in humanity. And as Christians, we feel that because really we don't belong here. But where do we belong? Well, in this passage of Scripture we're going to look at, we're going to see something profound, yet something very, very simple. There's a place for you with Jesus. For you, Christian, there's a place for you. Where do you belong? You belong with Jesus. There's a place for you. If you're an unbeliever here today, looking for a place to belong, and you've tried all these groups, where do I belong? Nothing ever fills my heart. I've tried belonging here and here, but who cares what music I like? Where do I belong? Because your heart was designed to belong with Jesus. We call you, come, find your place. There's a place for you, a place for you with Jesus. Well, as we've been working through this passage, we've talked about this final discourse of Jesus. He is teaching his disciples. Remember, they're sitting around that upper room table. The last Passover has been served. Jesus washed their feet. Judas has been expelled. And then Jesus starts to teach. And he starts saying in the very beginning, his introductory words, disturbing things that he's going away. And now as we work through into chapter 14, the first part of this discourse, we're going to see that Jesus is dialoguing with the disciples. There are four questions that we'll find throughout the beginning of this whole discourse. The first question is at the end of chapter 13 from Simon Peter, and Jesus responds to each of those questions. And that really defines the first section of Jesus' discourse. And today we're going to take up that first question. What Peter asks at the end of chapter 13, the first question, how Jesus answers that. So if you'll read along in your Bibles as I read, starting back in John 13 and verse 36, we'll start with Peter's question, and then in chapter 14, we'll see how Jesus answers that question. So John 13, 36, Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going? Where are you going?" Now Jesus answered, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later." Well, Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times." And then in chapter 14, now Jesus begins to really answer Simon's question. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So this is a simple text, Imagine we're all very familiar with this text, but we want to look at these are important words for us to find our place with Jesus. And Jesus very simply does two things, and this is what we'll do in this sermon. Jesus calls us back to the basics, and then Jesus points us to the future. He calls us back to calls his disciples, he calls us back to the basics, and he points his disciples to the future. And children, this should be a simple sermon. It may get a little confusing at points. I apologize. I'm doing my best, but it should be pretty simple for you to stick with me. So please, children, pay attention. This is the basics of Christianity. If you're an unbeliever here, this is the basic stuff of Christianity. So please listen. How you respond to this impacts the future for you. How you respond to Jesus determines where you will spend eternity. So please listen. This is important for you. This is for you.